Hawaiian Fantasy. Bring you another of those restful moments stolen from the hurry of the day. A trip to paradise, beautiful Hawaii. How old this necklace of islands flung on the bosom of the blue sea? No one knows. But the legends of her people are old, very old. Such an one is this: how Maui sought immortality for men. One of the seven great deeds of Maui. Tell of how the moon bathes in the waters of life and comes back to the world with her life renewed. And how once Maui caught the moon to wrest from her the secret of immortality. But the moon refused, and told Maui that only from the goblin goddess, Hina of the Night, might he gain immortality for man. And he looked and saw her and was afraid, for her great teeth shone like volcanic glass, and her mouth was wide as the mouth of a giant fish. Her hair floated about her like seaweed in the sea. From the moon, he learned also that only by taking the heart of Hina of the Night might he gain his desire. Was afraid, but he remembered that he had sworn to find immortality for men and all creatures of the earth. So he sought the aid of all creatures. And when at last he had done this, and all creatures had promised to aid him against Hina of the Night, he was ready to go against her, and all the birds went with him. He came to the island where she lay sleeping, and prepared to enter her terrible open mouth and bring back her heart that men and creatures might live forever.
Oh,
last he stood ready to pass between the gaping jaws with fearful teeth like volcanic glass. He stood there in the light of the sunset, his body tall and fine, tattooed with the histories of his great deeds. He then gave warning to all the birds that none of them was to sing or laugh until he came back again. Maui went within the jaws of the goblin goddess and gained his prize. In his hands he had immortality for every living thing. Then, just as he passed the dreadful jaws, a bird sang, or a bird laughed, no one knows, and the goblin goddess woke up. She caught Maui in her teeth and tore him in two. And there was darkness then, and the crying of birds. Thus died Maui, who raised the sky, who caught the sun and moon in his hands, and who brought fire to men. The great Maui, who died as a great hero should, in the hope that others might live. So we must leave the shores of old Hawaii and return to the world we call our own. But soon we shall journey again, and our island melodies will take us to the shores which beckon on the breast of the far Pacific. Until then, aloha oi.